1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I, brothers, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but instead as to fleshly people, as to little children in Christ. I fed you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it, and even now you are not yet ready. For you are still fleshly, for where jealousy and strife exist among you, are you not living according to the flesh? And are you not walking by human standards? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another says, I follow Apollos, are you not merely human beings? Who then is Apollos? Who is Paul? Servants through whom you believe, just as the Lord gave tasks to each. I planted and Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So then, neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but it is God who gives the growth. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive his own wages according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's garden, God's building. According to the grace of God that was given to me as a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it. But let each man be careful how he builds on it. For no one can lay a foundation other than the one that has been laid, that is, Jesus Christ. Now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be revealed, for the day will reveal it, for it will be revealed in fire. The fire will test the quality of what each one has done. If anyone's work remains, he will receive a reward. But if anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, as though escaping through fire. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that the Spirit of God lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is holy, and so are you. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks he is wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows that the reasoning of the wise is futile. For this reason, let no one boast in men. All things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all things are yours. And you are Christ, and Christ is God's.